Hi everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of the All Caught Up podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Pitcher, and I am super excited to have you tuning in. It's going to be a good one, so get comfy and let's get all caught up. Well, I said in the trailer that this would be a guest-based podcast. I thought before we get into it, we should take some time to get to know each other. So this will be a little bit of a shorter podcast where I share some of my cool shit, failures, and embarrassing moments with you all. A little bit about myself. I grew up in Wellington, one of the best places ever, and went to a private girls' school for 13 years of my life. I know, can you believe it? It's crazy. But it means I have made some lifelong friends with some fantastic memories, which I know I will share later on in the podcast. I then made the move to the Big Smoke, Auckland, in 2016 for uni, where I completed a Bachelor of Communications. You know, because I really do have the gift of the gab. And from there, started my career in public relations and social media. And by social media, I do not mean my Kath and Kim impression that got 24,000 views on TikTok, but managing brand pages. Yes, it's still on TikTok, and yes, you can go and view the masterpiece that it is, but be aware, view it at your own risk. Fast forwarding to the last 3 months, which, can I mention, have been spent in lockdown, I moved into a new flat with my partner, who I've been with for the last about year and a half, and it's going really well. I'll say it. We met on Tinder. I know what you're thinking, but hey, it surprised me too. It actually can work. Let's be real, it was probably because of my super smooth, funny pickup line. If you want to know what that was, slide into my DMs. I can tell you, it was a good one and very original on my part. I'm actually really impressed that we made it past the first date. I have a tendency to embarrass myself in situations, and being on our first date was no exception. I can't believe I'm actually going to share this with you, but basically, he has a dog called Bentley and I have a cat called Bentley. I know, cute, right? Anyway, he was showing me photos of his dog and I thought I would show some of my cat. So I pull out my phone, forgetting that prior to the date, I had been showing my whole office his Instagram profile. And I mean like whole office, CEO and everyone. And we were having a deep stalk. I mean, we were back in 2015. We were looking at his tagged photos, his ex, his friends. We were in deep. And don't pretend you have never done that because I know you do. I was running late, so I locked my phone, never exiting from his profile. Can you guess where this is going? Yeah. I opened my phone up and ended up showing him a photo of himself, because I'd never exited off the screen. The embarrassing moments did not stop there. On our next date, it was a very cute, like, lunchtime date. We were in this lovely indoor cafe. And the reason I say indoor is very key. As we're chatting, I feel something drip on my head and I run my hand through my hair and it turns out a bird had pooed on me. Pooed on me! And I had just smeared it all through my hair. It was a disaster. I remember going to the bathroom and they had no hot water and no paper towels and I just had to like put my hair up in this slick ponytail and I probably looked like Miss Trunchbull and it was just seriously no good. I should probably just dedicate a whole episode to my dating fails because there are some serious blunders I am yet to share and if I decided to talk about them now, we'd be here all day and we have lots of ground to cover. As I mentioned before, the last 3 months have been spent in lockdown and they have probably been the most challenging 3 months of my life. While moving into a new flat with my boyfriend, I also started a new job confined from the four corners of my bedroom. And I would have called this my dream job. I was working with the most amazing people on the coolest clients, and I cannot express enough how amazing and talented the team were. Yet the pressure I put on myself to make sure I was the best and everything I was doing was perfect. I mean, I actually ended up leaving the role shortly after joining because I was suffering from severe anxiety, which I've never experienced like that before, and it is something I will talk deeper about in a later episode. If I was asked what my biggest failure to date would have been, I would probably say it was deciding to leave that job. And while I say this is a failure, I'm trying not to look at it as a bad thing, as it has meant I've really had time to reflect and work on my mental health, and I can say I am in a way better place now. My mental health is something that I want to be open and honest about with this podcast. I really want each and every listener to finish each episode feeling like it's okay to have failures. It's okay to have embarrassing moments. They make great stories later on in life. And it's also okay to celebrate the good and the great moments. Speaking of great moments, nice segue, you see what I did there? One of the best in my life was when I was 14 and I met One Direction. Yeah, I know. I was a massive One Direction fan growing up, which really helped shape my teenage years. I mean, my bedroom was covered floor to ceiling in One Direction posters. I had the pillows, the duvet, the CDs, the DVDs, the t-shirts, all merch possible. I was actually even in the paper, the local paper, for being a One Direction fan. And because I was such a diehard fan, my 14-year-old self entered a radio competition to meet them. I had to listen to the radio every morning for a week and collect all these riddle pieces. And then on the Friday morning, text in. And I remember texting in like 1,000 times. And then if they called you and you read the riddle and you got it right, you would win these meet and greet tickets. Unfortunately, they called someone else. And unfortunately for her, good for me, she got it wrong. And they said they would call the next person within 15 minutes. And I had like this really weird feeling in my gut. Like, of course I was nervous, but there was like this extra something that I couldn't explain. And I just felt like I couldn't leave and I had to be there and I had to listen. And I was going to be late to school, but I just knew I needed to stay and listen. Anyway, I was like pacing around the house like a headless chicken. And mum was like, you need to go and sit down and just relax. And she passed me my phone. And as she did, a blocked number called me. Ah, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. It was so great. At first, I thought it was my friends pranking me. But when I answered, hello, and it echoed through the radio, oh my God, it was like the best feeling ever. And long story short, I won. And it was like peak One Direction time. It was the first time they did a concert here in New Zealand. Like, they were fresh off the X Factor. So it was amazing. I won a double pass. So I ended up having all these new friends at school. I ended up getting hate from people's parents because they wanted me to pick their daughter. It was like craziness. And I really thought when I met Harry that he was actually going to fall in love with me. For anyone who hasn't seen the photo of us together, I'll put it up on the All Caught Up Instagram because it is golden. I mean, pay special attention to my lovely twist I did in my hair and my asymmetrical dress. I just mean, chef's kiss. It was perfection. It really was. Not, I'm kidding, if you couldn't tell. Talking about this actually leads perfectly into the topic of manifestation, which you're probably thinking, what, how? But there's a story. I'll get to the point. This is something that I've recently started doing and something that will be talked about throughout the podcast because there have been some situations where I've manifested the results and it's been incredible. But I realized I'd actually been manifesting unknowingly since this One Direction competition. Basically, I remember staying up every single night wishing, praying that I would win this competition and I would get to meet One Direction. And I even said I would happily stay single for the rest of my life if I did, which I thought was fine to say because I knew Harry was going to fall in love with me. So it like wouldn't be a big deal. Well, as the Pussycat Dolls say, be careful what you wish for because it just might happen. And yeah, I was single for the next 7 years, which is I'm pretty sure how long things like this last. So yeah, now I'm working on active manifestation and this will be something that's talked about through the podcast. Just thought I would mention that. Before you get sick of my voice, there is actually just one more topic I want to touch on lightly. I know I've only touched on all the topics lightly, but this is one that I'll definitely be unpacking deeper in another episode as this isn't something I usually talk about. But as I said, this podcast is all about sharing the good and the bad. And if I want my guests to do that, I need to do it first. Growing up and now, I've always been a bigger girl and not what society says is conventionally attractive. And this and experiences relating to this have really shaped my thinking. And for many years, I saw my life through this lens that I didn't deserve what others who fit those conventions did. and that I had to be this, or I had to act like that, or I had to do this in order for people to like me, which means I became a huge pushover, saying yes to everything. This is something that I'm working on now, and I've become way more confident in myself, but I thought it was just important to share, as when I do talk about life experiences, being bigger did have an impact on the way I experience the situations. As we're 10 minutes in, and you have now heard some of my embarrassing moments, keyword there, some. Anyone who knows me knows there are many more to come. A major failure and some good times in my life. I just want to mention that I will be launching a reoccurring segment on the podcast called Confide in Court, where I want you guys to DM me on Instagram sharing whatever you want. Something you want to celebrate, something you want to get off your chest, questions or advice. And each week, my special guest and I will share them on the podcast, 100% anonymously, of course. As you know, this podcast is all about sharing the good and the bad, as a problem shared can really feel like a problem halved. So head over to my Instagram, all caught up, full stop, podcast, and flick me a DM. Well, that has been a really quick, random update on my life, where I'm at currently with work, relationships, mental health, and body positivity. So I guess you can say you're all caught up. If you could see me now, I'm winking because of that great pun. Before you all go off on your days, I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in and coming on this journey with me. I promise you this podcast is going to get better and better, and I can't wait for you to hear some incredible stories from some truly amazing people. On that note, make sure you tune in for next week's episode, as I am joined by one of my gorgeous friends who is one of the strongest people I know. She will be talking about some pretty serious stuff. It's an episode you won't want to miss. Trust me. If you liked this episode, make sure you give us a follow and share with your friends. I can't wait to get all caught up with you again soon.